As a non-commercial educational radio station, KZSC supports the free expression of ideas. Please be aware that the opinions expressed are those of the speakers or artists only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the UC Regents, KZSC staff, management, or underwriters. We welcome your feedback on our programming. Please direct your comments to the Program Review Committee at 831-459-4726 or by email at prckzsc.org. This is Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. This is DJ Badger, and joined with me here today is Harvey McKeown.
Hi there, DJ Badger. Nice to meet you.
Harvey, I was wondering if you could give me a little bit of an introduction about yourself and what it is that you do.
So, as you said, my name's Harvey. I'm a labor union organizer for the Carpenters Union, and I have been in the labor movement all my life, or all my working life, and I'm very happy to be here on UCSC's campus. It's a very beautiful campus, so thanks for having me here, and thanks for having me at your radio station.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for coming on and making the time to talk with me here today. To start out, I was wondering what originally brought the NorCal Carpenters Union to UCSC?
Yeah, so that's a great question, and you know, students might have seen some of our members on campus in the past week or so, drawing attention to a large housing project that the university is planning to build soon. But if I could just back out a bit about what the Carpenters Union stands for and why we're interested in this project. So, you know, we're an old union. We've been in Northern California for over 100 years. Currently, we represent around roughly 36,000 working people in Northern California. But as much as we represent these workers and, you know, we're interested in standing up for our current membership, one of our principles as a union really is to look out for all workers. So whether you're non-union or you're union, the Carpenters Union has your back. And we are interested in lifting labor standards for all areas of the construction industry. One area in particular that we've had a focus on in the past few years has been residential construction. So the building of houses. And the reason why we're interested in that is because, historically speaking, us and other industry observers have found that residential construction can often be a magnet for a lot of bad labor exploitation practices. So, you know, our labor compliance team, for example, has found wage theft on residential construction job sites. We found human trafficking. We found other egregious forms of labor exploitation. Mm-hmm. So residential construction is really a focus for us in terms of lifting standards for all workers, union and non-union. And that's why in the past couple of years, you know, we've been successful passing bills at the state level that set new labor standards in residential construction. And then at the local level in Santa Cruz, we were interested in this significant project, which is about $140 million roughly speaking, in value. And it's going to create a lot of much-needed housing for the student community. And that's brilliant. But we don't want that housing to be built or implemented on the back of workers. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to scrutinize this project because it's a public project. It's public money. It's students' money. We want to see the housing get built. But we want to make sure that it doesn't become a magnet for labor exploitation, as I've flagged, can often be the case. And any red flags that the union noticed in that regard, with regards to the, you know, the bids for this project, we were gonna call out those red flags, and that's why we've been engaged in the past couple of weeks with regards to this project.
Right. So, upon doing this investigation, what is it exactly that the union found?
So, the union has, in the union's opinion, we have a couple of concerns with the bid for mm-hmm. this project. At the moment, the apparent lowest bidder for this project is a contractor called W.E. O'Neill. Now, our opinion is that in their bid form, they should have disclosed a worker fatality that happened on one of their projects in the past 5 years, and they didn't do that. You know, the university's bid form states very clearly, has there been a construction fatality on one of your jobs in the past 5 years? And they said no. We know that there was a fatality on a job site overseen by W.E. O'Neill in Los Angeles in the past 5 years. Mm-hmm. And we're questioning why they said no to that, because if they'd said yes, it would have negatively impacted their bid score. The second concern the union has is that W.E. O'Neill is proposing to include a subcontractor on this job called ADCO Drywall. And ADCO Drywall has been the subject of wage theft lawsuits in the past 2 years or so. And they've settled some of these lawsuits to the tune of over $1 million in wage theft settlements. So again, you know, these are concerns, and under California state law, contractors that perform public works should demonstrate characteristics of trustworthiness and responsibleness. And we're questioning whether this failure to disclose a worker death, this proposal to include a subcontractor who's been the subject of wage theft lawsuits, is in keeping with characteristics of trustworthiness and responsibleness.
Right. So on top of these two concerns, could we go a little bit more in depth about UCSC's requirements for bidding on a project of this level and whether or not W.E. O'Neill met them?
Yeah, sure. So one of the requirements for bidding on a project of this size and scope is that bidders have to demonstrate to the university that they've carried out other jobs that are of similar size and scope in the past. We looked at W.E. O'Neill's, the projects that W.E. O'Neill cited to, you know, be able to bid on this project. And they actually cited the job where the worker died. So on the one hand, they're trying to take credit for this job for the purposes of pre-qualifying to bid. But on the other hand, they are distancing themselves from this project when we said that they didn't answer the question about the worker fatality in a forthcoming way. And their argument is to say that they're applying for this job under a different corporate entity. But that kind of sounds like you're trying to have your cake and eat it, because you're trying to take credit for the job on the one hand in order to be able to bid on the job in the first place. But then on the other hand, you're distancing yourself from the job when you're asked whether you've had a worker fatality on your projects in the past 5 years. And I will say this worker death is currently being litigated in court in Los Angeles. The widow of the worker has brought a case against W.E. O'Neill. I can't speak to, you know, all the facts of the case, but if you read the complaint against W.E. O'Neill, some of the alleged facts are pretty shocking. And a few of the workers were also hospitalized in this incident as well.
Wow, okay. Something else I'd be interested in hearing a little bit about are some of the broader implications of not scrutinizing labor practices, especially with projects of this size, this magnitude. Who are the people, besides just the workers themselves, that this could possibly affect?
You know, I think that's a great question. And again, this kind of speaks to the union's mission to look out for all workers, because really we know that looking out for both union and non-union workers alike, we're doing work that's of broader relevance to the public, because actually research from the UC system itself, from UC Berkeley, shows that the result of low labor standards in construction comes at a huge public cost. So currently, construction worker families are reliant more than the average family on things like social welfare. And this comes at a cost of about $3 to $4 billion to the state of California per year. So really lifting up worker standards is in our interest as a union, because, you know, that's what we do. But it's also in the interest of the taxpayer, because this comes at such a huge, huge public cost, ultimately having low labor standards in construction.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for that. And how do you think that what's going on right now could be reconciled with UC Santa Cruz's mission statement and values as a university?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's a brilliant question. And I, you know, while I've been down here on campus, I've, you know, got a bit of a sense of the university, got a bit of a sense of its values, and I'm really impressed from all the students I've spoken to. And I also note that the UC Santa Cruz's mission statement says that it's committed to promoting and protecting an environment that values and supports every person in an atmosphere of civility, honesty, cooperation, professionalism, and fairness. So it's an open question. You know, W.E. O'Neill has the right to respond to this. The university has the right to respond to this. But I would just put this open question out there. Does failing to disclose a worker death correspond with that mission statement that I just read out? Does proposing a subcontractor who's been the target of significant wage theft lawsuits correspond with that mission statement that I just read out. And again, its emphasis on civility, honesty, cooperation, professionalism, and fairness.
Right.
Yeah.
And I just have one more question. What are the ways that interested people could get involved?
Well, you know, students are welcome to reach out to the university for more information. You know, I encourage students to reach out to the university of administrators if they'd like to, you know, have their perspective on what's going on with this project. Obviously, people can reach out to W. E. O'Neill for a statement if they'd like their perspective. They're welcome to reach out to the union. But, you know, beyond this project, I'd just say that, again, I've been so impressed with all the students I've spoken to on campus, and I would just encourage people to just generally get involved in unions, get involved in the union movement. We need more talent and personalities in this this movement, we welcome anyone into it. So that's a way to get involved in it from a broad perspective. But obviously, you know, our voice isn't the only perspective on this particular project. So, you know, reach out to the union, reach out to the university, reach out to W. O'Neill if you like. You know, there's always more sides to every story.
All right. Well, great. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Harvey?
No, I'd just say thank you, DJ Badger, for having me here today. Again, beautiful studio, beautiful campus, and yeah, cheers.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. I really appreciate it.
Cheers.